From the north to the south, and from the east to the west, I can find none other beside you. Thank you, covenant keeping God. Thank you, Rock of Ages. Thank you, bright and morning star. Thank you, I am that I am. Thank you, because you are the covenant keeping God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Father, we are clay. You are the potter. Break us, O God. Melt us, mold us, and fill us with your precious Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord, and let only your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I have two sheets of paper with me. One was brought to my office yesterday, and the other one I saw when I came here. The names of 64 of you were in the one of yesterday, and the one I met when I came this evening has 71 names. We are going to be praying for a group of persons this night. And we are going to be sharing on how to grow small. How to grow small. If the story had ended with the 64 names, it would still have been okay, you know. Because in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 4, the Bible says that the presidents, I mean the rulers in that time, they came together to find something against Daniel, something concerning the kingdom, but they could find none. You can imagine presidents, you know, they have a lot of information at their disposal. Presidents are not normal, ordinary people. They came, not just one, not just two. They were in charge. And when they came together, they were trying to pull Daniel down. In Isaiah 54 verse 15, the Bible says, surely they will gather. Say, but as many as will gather against somebody in this place, they will fall for his sake. So they came together, but they could find nothing against Daniel. I like that. Okay, you say, well, but you just told us now that there were 64 names before, and now that there are 71 names in the one you saw this evening. I say, that is even good. Because in Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, God told Noah, he said, get you into the ark. You know what you are about to do? You are about to enter the ark. It's the ark of the covenant. He said, because not just you alone, but you and your house. Because if you get it right, your house will also be saved. He said, because I have found you upright. God was talking about a man, Noah, and said, I found you upright. So enter the ark. The ark is a place of safety, you know. So whether they are 64 or they are 71, it's an opportunity to learn how to grow small. John was a great man. You heard about John in the Bible? He was a great man. A man who did not take opportunity the way we take opportunity today. He was in the wilderness. You know, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19 talks about the wilderness. And God was saying, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers through the desert. The wilderness is not a place to be. But John was in the wilderness and multitudes came to him. Don't you see that your decision to go to a church is because it's the happening church in the middle of town, fully air conditioned? Is that not one of the factors that affected your choice of a church? John was in the wilderness and the multitude went to meet John in the wilderness. You know, the Bible talks about power in Psalm 62 verse 11. He said, once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Power belongs to you. It all belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all power belongs to you. Power belongs to you. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. In heaven and the earth, all belongs to you. In John 1 verse 12, see, as many as received him, he gave power. I like that kind of power, you know, because it doesn't fail you. So we're talking about John. John had every reason to boast. A church in the wilderness that attracted multitude. But listen to what John says in John 3 verse 30. He says, I must decrease and you must increase. Put the other way, you must increase and I must decrease. That's why we are talking this night about how to grow small. Can anybody want to decrease? I tell you, I say Jesus must increase and you must decrease. That is reversed wisdom. In the other service, we heard about growing, that if you do not grow, it's a sign of a fundamental flaw. Something is wrong. But here you are seeing John. He says he must increase and I must decrease. To run the race of life, you must decrease. You must learn to grow small so that the big, big God can take the glory. I've often said, when God is in charge, every other thing gets discharged. When God is in charge, every other thing gets discharged. Take a look at, you know, I was looking at Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 13. It says, if the land should commit iniquity, of course God has a solution. God does not like sin. He doesn't hate the sinner, but he hates sin. And if you remember Romans chapter 6 verse 1, he says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So in Ezekiel 14 and verse 13, God has made it very clear that if there's iniquity, of course punishment is going to come. It's the same thing he says in Psalm 7 verse 11. He says, God judges the righteous and is angry with the wicked every day. So when you open your eyes and jump into sin, he says, my friend that told me to do it, God is angry with you every day. Can you afford that? So John knew that there's a lot at stake. He did not play with sin. He said, you must increase. There's somebody here, as you decrease, you begin to experience phenomenal increase. In the book of Titus, chapter 2, Bible was telling us, he said, your speech should be such as cannot be controverted. And he said so that those who are of the contrary parts, you know, there are those who are the contrary parts, those who don't like you. In fact, when they see you, they are just angry. You cannot explain it. You don't need to explain it. He says that they will find nothing evil to say about you. That is a sign of somebody who has grown small. He is so small to get a testimony against him. So God now spoke about three persons in Ezekiel 14 and verse 14. He said, when there is unrighteousness in the land, even if three persons were there, who are the three? Noah, Job, And who?
Daniel. He said they can only save themselves by their own righteousness. So you that is saying my mommy is the one praying for me or my daddy is praying for me, you better learn to pray so you don't have to pray. You must learn to grow small. Two Sundays ago, the memory verse was James 4 verse 10. Humble yourself before the Almighty God so that He can lift you up. It's a journey you are starting, you know. Some people will run the race. After 100 meters, they are out. What kind of race will you run? Is it the race that says, God, I cannot walk for you? Jesus said in John 9 verse 4, I must walk the walk the Father has sent me while it is day. Day. Night cometh when no man shall walk. You know, when you hear somebody saying, me, is it me you are talking to? There's already a spirit at work, you know. You see a girl. You know, there are some people they call fine girl or fine boy. And what you see, because they are calling you fine boy, you don't walk straight again. You begin to go like this. After some time, it will become permanent. There are some of my classmates years ago, they used to do guy. Some of them will be like, up to today, they are still walking like that. You must grow small for God to lift you up. And the place to start is in His house. You will hear some people saying, money is not my problem. In fact, I'm going on holidays to Honolulu. From there, I cross over to Kingston, Jamaica. From there, I move over to Tokyo in Japan. Some of them never start the journey at all. Are you not wise enough to know that you are not in charge? Is it not clear? Is it not apparent that you are not in charge? Have you remembered those times with all your fine girl feature? You look at the mirror, figure 8. You're looking at the mirror like this, and then one headache grabs you, and then you forget that you are figure 8. Have you not? Has it not happened too many times that you don't need to be told again that you are not in charge? You must grow small so that God can lift you up. And it starts from the point of salvation. Are you born again? Do you know Him? Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10 says that I may know Him. Walk out to be, do you know Him? Is He the Lord and the Master of your life? You heard about Thomas. In John chapter 20 and verse 28, when the disciples told Thomas that, Jesus has resurrected, Thomas said it's a lie. That's somebody that was with Jesus for 3 years. You've been in the chapel for how long? What's the difference in your life? In John 20, 28, Thomas said, my Father and my God. No, Jesus said, no. This is not the time to talk my Father and my God. Come on, put your hand, your finger into my hand. Maybe you want to see. You want to see? 2 Corinthians 5:7. You shall walk by faith
and not by sight.
So how many of you are up there? You go to the airport, you wear your silky t-shirt. You see one of your classmates. Wait, I'm going to New York. They don't say New York, it's New York. You are so full of yourself. May your family never move from wealth to poverty in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You need to grow small. Let's close our eyes. You are here, you've not surrendered your heart to the Lord Jesus. Wherever you are, just put your right hand on your forehead where you are and tell God, have mercy on me. Tell him to have mercy. So put your right hand on your forehead and say, Father, have mercy on me. I can't run this race on my own. I'm weak, but you are strong, Lord. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. I want to grow small so that you can be the big, big God in my life. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Wash me with your blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus.